70. A bit of cosplay. Netherton felt Rainey settle on the couch beside him. He was watching Verity from the drone. It felt like sitting between the two of them, except that Rainey was invisible.
"You've been quiet," Rainey said. "What's happening?"
Netherton muted his link to the drone speaker.
"We were followed by a man on a motorcycle. We're still in or near something called the Dog Patch, as far as I know. Severin pulled over a few blocks ago. The motorcycle stopped, and its rider, a man with jewelry attached to his face, gave Verity a bag containing a manual phone and accessories and rode away. We're on our way again now, no idea where."
"What's Verity doing?"
"She questioned what she assumes is one of Eunice's subselves, her so-called Lamini, on the phone she was given."
"What did it say?"
"It put her in touch with Joe Eddy, the man she stays with in San Francisco."
"When you have an opportunity," Rainey said, "ask her if there's anything you can do to help."
"With what?"
"The point being that it's a general offer of assistance. Meanwhile, though, Lobeer wants you in her car."
"Why?"
"To take you to Cheapside."
"Obligate cosplay," he protested. "I've nothing period to wear."
"You do now. She's had assemblers rebuild a few items from your wardrobe. I spared you fly buttons on the trousers, though. Contemporary fastenings disguised as period, there."
"Why Cheapside?"
"Clovis Fearing lives there. Said the three of you have something to discuss."
"Did she say what it is?"
"Of course not. Wants you soonest."
"What about the controller?"
"Definitely not period, unless you have it rebuilt in beaver." Netherton sighed, though he was getting rather tired of the couch. He unmuted.
"I'll be away for a bit," he said.
Verity glanced up from whatever she was reading on the phone. "Kay," she said, which he understood as a low-intensity affirmative. No one else responded. He removed the controller and set it down beside him on the couch. "Let me have a look at you when you're dressed," Rainey said. "You know I don't mind a bit of cosplay." She winked.